Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back now with CBS Eye on Veterans. I'm Chaz Henry. On a recent Tuesday afternoon, in a building alongside the National Mall in Washington, D.C., a former prisoner of war signed over two small items to a museum curator who will add them to an exhibit describing the plight of Americans held captive as prisoners of war in Vietnam during the late 1960s and early 1970s. The donor, Texas Congressman Sam Johnson, who as an Air Force officer spent seven hard years as a prisoner of the North Vietnamese.
These two seemingly humble but extraordinary objects, a tin cup and a tube of toothpaste, which we will learn more about from curator Jennifer Jones, will soon join the National Collection.
That's John Gray, director of the Smithsonian Institution's National Museum of American History.
These objects will be preserved and shared with the American people and the world in perpetuity, so that we will always remember and reflect on the service and sacrifice of Congressman Johnson and countless other Americans.
Among those on hand as curator Jennifer Jones accepted the two small items was Robert Shoemaker, who'd been held captive alongside Johnson in the prison they ironically called the Hanoi Hilton.
Congressman Johnson and Rear Admiral Shoemaker were members of the Alcatraz gang, 11 individuals who were isolated and more bitterly tortured. This team found especially inventive ways to resist the authority of their captors, to resist for 7 years with only the most basic sustenance, is a story that will be preserved and shared with the American public. Right over there behind this wall, there is a poem written by Captain Duffy Hutton entitled Ode to a Porcelain Cup. The author conveys how deeply in his days of hell in a forlorn place, a cup very similar to Congressman Johnson's will be what he fondly remembers. And so we can also see the tremendous power of such simple objects and the deep personal connections that they carry. Objects can communicate a message that words cannot, and Congressman Johnson feels the same way. In his memoir, he explains that he was explicitly told that he could not bring anything Vietnamese home with him, specifically his cup and toothpaste. Today, we are grateful that he chose, on his last day in captivity, to defy one more order and bring these items back to the United States, where they will stand as evidence to the suffering and sacrifice, but also to extraordinary service. This cup and this tube of toothpaste are the first objects to be donated to the American History Museum's collections that have been donated by the prisoner of war who used them.
And this was Congressman Sam Johnson right after giving those mementos to the Smithsonian.
My good friend, Rear Admiral Bob Shoemaker, is here today, I think. Are you still here, Bob? He and I had adjoining cells in solitary confinement and were part of the Alcatraz gang together. And it's great to have you here, partner. He and I used the cup that I donated here to communicate. Putting it on the wall, it amplifies the tap, and they couldn't hear us, theoretically. On this day, 45 years ago, I landed in the Philippines on my way home after nearly 7 years away from my family and country. You know, the day before, I had left the Hanoi Hilton, and we called it Hell on Earth. By the grace and mercy of God and by the dedicated work of our POW wives and other faithful Americans like y'all, I remember that when the North Vietnamese told us we'd be going home, we weren't sure whether they were telling us the truth or not. They lied a lot. They lied to us many times and for many years. For example, they said Russia landed on the moon first. They lined me up for a mock firing squad, and they tried to convince us that we were forgotten and alone. So when our captors told us to get ready to return home, I decided to smuggle out some items with me, toothpaste and a tin cup. I took these items for two reasons. The first reason was I wanted to be prepared in case they had once again lied to us. They were my only possessions and they were vital, but also brought them as future remembrances of what happened. The toothpaste, if you can call it that, is a reminder of the bleak conditions we were in and our determination to survive despite the North Vietnamese efforts to treat us as less than human. The tin cup served many purposes, but most importantly, it was a way for me and my fellow captives, in particular Bob Shoemaker, to communicate. We would hold our cups against the wall, and it served as an amplifier to hear the tap code. This way, the North Vietnamese couldn't hear us tapping. And it was how we were able to communicate so well without them catching us. That tin cup was a lifeline for so many years, and it reminds me of God's faithfulness to provide friendships that give you the strength to survive through even the darkest times. It was by His grace, God's grace, that I'm alive and well at home today, along with Bob Shoemaker. So it's my hope that these small possessions will help today's generation and those that follow have a more tangible understanding of the service and sacrifice all our service men and women are willing to make. I want to thank the National Museum of American History for its work in preserving the stories of our POWs and for accepting this humble donation. Everyone in this room has had so much to be thankful for. Most importantly, we have the gift of our freedom. Today, we are in the exhibit called The Price of Freedom. Many can remember, as any service member can, or military family, tell you that the price can be heavy. So let's remember those that passed away and remember those who pay it first. I'd like to close with a quote that's close to my heart. Many of you have heard it before, but I think it's important to share on this occasion and in light of the 45th anniversary of the Operation Homecoming that got us out of there. This quote was etched on the wall by a fellow captive. It read, and I quote, "Freedom has a taste. To those who fight and almost die, that the protected will never know."
Texas Congressman and former prisoner of war, Sam Johnson. His autobiography is titled Captive Warriors, a Vietnam POW's Story.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.